Was wir am Rivon, if we say that God will rise the possible decision, so then there is a stir in the Akode, so the Palgim of the Bure eliminates the stir. Was wir haben in Palgim of the Bure, um hem on the Holy Chenar Balo, wun ich akosha. Die Name al de Atzle, um wir bringen bis zu gehen, wenn man doma God will rise the kosha with the Sisho, wo ich schrechin on the Palgim of the Bure. Um hem an, wir holen die Bure, schu oge, die Abdu Roshe, wo kosha lo hit lo the Sisho. ואמרים עובדים כאן מדבורף פעל, היכה דיבייסי דיבורים על עצמי שהוא רושם. ואולי כושר, it's another word, so from this gemore it's מוכח, that there is no such aloch, a דיבור, a self-incriminating דיבור, a דיבור whereby he makes himself, he declares himself as a רושם, אישף. There is no such aloch. If there had been such aloch, so how could the gemore say, How can the Gemara say, Omer l'chav Yisif, I know the Amra Afil Rabbonon, Ishani Disish, and I kill Rabbonon. So even though we don't say Talgim and Dibure, but there is no Stire. So there is no Stire. Why is there no Stire? Because we accept everything. He killed the husband. But if he killed the husband, it's a Yach, it's a Rosh, the Rosh is also an Emma. But the Dibur is Sheker. The Dibur is Sheker. And Talgim and Dibure we don't say. So it's a raya that a dibur, a self-incriminating dibur, is not sheker, it's emes. But one cannot puzzle himself through such a dibur. But it's emes. It's emes. So that's the raya. But he says, from the morning suves, it's muchar the other way. From the morning suves. דאַכ יטרס נאָ דאַ פרוף, דאָ דאַכ יטרס אַ מעדיי. הויג אין שאַמע אוקסאַב ידיי נוזע. אבער אַ נוצ מוין, קטאַן מוין, סולייד איז אין. האָבן מיר מאָל. So that we suppose Eidi Masand and a certain star. And it wasn't his calm as yet. So then, the same Eidi, who signed the signatories, said, so they come to Bezen and they say, that's our signature, But we are forced by the Malve to sign only one Mishtar alleged that Shimon borrowed $1,000 from Ruvi. And they signed it. What did they say right in the Shtar? Mifoneinu Hilvo, Ruvain Lishimen Erev Zeus. So then they come and they say, true, we signed it. But the Malve forced us to sign it. In other words, it's false. So Anusim are inuktanim are inuktanim, so they say, here are Vim yeshedim shu ksav yodom, o yisho yu ksav yodom yitzim o kemacher, eino nemon. Eino nemon. Because then there is no apeshe osa. So ma rome bachome, lo yisho nu le shom ra anusim o yinu machmas momi. Abo lo mu ra anusim o yinu, Machen die Porsche sagen wir mal. So Rome Bachome said that when does the Sefer say im Yesh Ksav Yodom Yitzim Moke Mache in Zeno Nemonim that is why because it's Kibu Shehigi Shu Eine Chizero Magid that is if they say Anu Simo Yinu Machos Mome but Avro Anu Simo Yinu Machos Nifoshe so Arilu Nemonim Omole Rove Kout Minei Kibu Shehigi Shu Eine Chizero Magid וחיתי מהן מילו על פה, אבל משתעלי, ואומר ישלוקיש, אין מחסום השתל אשר אחרי סמידס, אלו כי אית מהרי שיתמה. הרי לנמוני, אומר רום בחומה, תראי שיש רפנס to the case of אין כסב יודם יצא מוקם אחר. So then they have a migה, there is a פשע עושה. So in the ray she says, זה אין משום עוד סב יודנו לזה, אבל אנו סימוינו, קטן מוינו, פסולי לסיינו. הרי לנמוני, סחום בחומה says, when are they לנמוני, In the case of Inksav Yodom Yitzim Mokim Achir, where they have a Migeh, where they say a Peshosa, only they say Anu Simoninu Machmas Nefoshes. So they don't incriminate themselves, they don't make themselves into a Shoy. Arom Anu Simoninu Machmas Momen, he bribed us into signing the Shtar. So the Ein Lemoni, my time, Ein Lemoni, Simatzmi Roshe. So he says, so Akiliga says, from this Gemara it's mashma just the reverse, as it is mashma from our Gemara. From our Gemara it's mashma that a dibur whereby one makes himself into a Roshe is not checker. It's only he cannot puzzle himself. He cannot be mechayev himself. He cannot pass himself away this. But emes it is. Mashein kim fam the gemor. Here in Ksubes, it's mashma that the deeper whereby he makes himself into a roshi sheker. Why? Because Rome Bachome says that the reisha, when the reisha says, Hoedim shomuk sab yodeinu ze, avla nusimoyim. So in the morning, and the reisha is reference to the case of in sab yodeinu ze mokmacher. So if not for their, authentication of the ksav, if not for their testimony that this is ksav yodom, so then the shtar wouldn't be good, because the shtar has to be niskayim in order to in order it should be a good shtar, and there is no other way of being mikayim the shtar except by the testimony of the signatories. So there is a miki, there is a peshosa. So here it says Ariel in the morning. Because of Apesha Osa, the Reisha of the Mishnah says in the morning. So Rome Bachome says, even though there is Apesha Osa, there is a Migel. So it's the morning only if they say, Anusimo Yino Machmas Nefoshes. So they don't make themselves into Rishoyim. But if they say, Anusimo Yino Machmas Momein, because of bribery, so we sign the Shtar. So that means they make themselves into Rishoyim. They make it sound to Rishoyim, so then it's Einon Amonim. So what does it mean in Einon Amonim? So then the Shtar would become Shtar Mikoyim, because they say Ksav Yodeinu Ze, and it would be a good Shtar, and the Malve would be able to be made Tzimomim with that Shtar, and even though the same Eidim say it's a Chas Lebaome, they say it's a Chas Lebaome, so still they wouldn't be Nehemot. They wouldn't be them on the dibur of Anusi Moyinu Machmas Momen. So the question is why? Because in the Mitzvah Smiroshes, so Rabbi Yehuda says, Bishleini, if we say that in the Mitzvah Smiroshes implies that the dibur whereby a person declares himself a Roshe is sheker, so then we understand Rome Bachom's deal. So, two, that in the Reisha is reference to the case of where Ein Ksav Yodom Yitzim Mokimachia. So, Mimela they have a Mige. And a Roshe is also Nemon with the Mige. There is no aloche that one has to be a tzaddik in order to be Nemon with the Mige. Where the Roche is based upon Mige, so even if he's a Roshe, he is Nemon. So true that in the Reisha has reference to the case where it thinks of Yodom Yitzim Mokemachia. So the Eidim have a Mige, because they could have said it's not in my signature. So then they would passel the Shtar completely. But still, if they say Anusim Oyinu Machmas Momei, even though they have a Mige, but with that Dibur of Anusim Oyinu Machmas Momei, they incriminate themselves and they declare themselves as Rishoyim. So we say that dibur is sheker. How would a person incriminate himself? Obviously sheker. So we understand this, why Rabbi Bachome says it's in the morning if they say anusim oyinu machas morning, even though they are amige. But if we are going to say that a dibur, a self-incriminating dibur, is all sense, and the whole halacha for the Mishnah Tzmi Roshe is that he cannot passel himself ladies as a Roshe. So why does Rome Bachome say in the Reisha, where they have a Mige, it's in Ksav Yodom Yitzim Mokemachir? So it's in the morning. Why in the morning? Why they say they are Rishoyim? But even if he divreyem, they have Nemones, because they have a Mige. So there is no stira in the Agode. So they should be Nemon. That Anusim Hoyu Machmas Momen. There is no stealing in Agod. So it's a raya from this Mishneh that a dibur whereby a person declares himself as a Rosh Hashek. Oh, so then the question arises, so why does the Gemara say here, Omer Rav Yosef, Ano Da'amu Afil Rabbonon, Vishan Eidez Dishna Kil Rabbonon. So maybe there is no stira, or why there is no stira? But he checked anyway, without his stira checking. Because he says, he incriminates himself, he declares himself with this dibur as a ritzayach. That's Rabbi Kleger's kash. It's a very strong kash. So, vulam kosher. Ma'id ksubes, דף יתחס. ובקצר יודמו, אבו הניוסים היו בנימונים. לא ראשון הוא הרבה ניוסים מחמס לפושס. אבו מחמס מומן אין נאמון. דינו דומי סמצמי ראשי. ועוד הוא אמרים לו, בלו אבו אחר דמימון אפשך. דימו נס כדברי הם הראשויים ונאמו רואי. דו עושה מאמרים לו, פעודים דיבור לצורך ואימא. דו עושה מה בכך שנאמו מדינה איבין. מכל מוקים הולי נאמו עם מיגה. פן זה קצת יודה. וזה צורך ואימא, דינו דומי סמצמי ראשי. ואין מסמי ראשי. ופי הנאו קושי. Keep the road, so then he discusses in parentheses certain rushing suits, but it's not negated to us. If we are now kosher, keep the road, I'm in midimike, mabi kardin of the meismats me roshe. Hom itam zelu, dachin on dvorov, mul barakti, dim gazlan de reise, kosher in the sea shop, im ikabun dvorov, du orge, umehemmer. It's a very strong kash. Now, the Birka Shmuel mentions a teretz of Rabbi Shaul Diskin, and if I hadn't heard the same teretz from my father Zechariah Baruch, I wouldn't understand what the teretz of Rabbi Shaul Diskin was. But I'm sure that this is what Rabbi Ober meant. So the teretz of Rabbi Shaul Diskin is, in other words, we have a stira between two gemores. From the gemore in Yivomes, it's mashma that Enod Mismatz Miroshe does not imply that the Dibur whereby he makes himself into a Roshe Sheker. But that Enod Mismatz Miroshe only implies that a person cannot passel himself as a Roshe. Because to passel himself, Leides, that in itself requires a Godel of Eduk Sherim. And the Baldovo is not a Kosher Eid. So just as a brother cannot passel a brother as a Roshe, so the Baldovo cannot passel himself, and he cannot be mechayiv himself, but emes it is. So memele, Rabbi Yosef says, anod am rafiu l'rabbonon, and still the Rabbonon say that Araktiv is Nehemon, even though he makes himself into a Roshe, he's a Retzeach, but a Roshe is also kosher. And we do not say Sheker, because even a Dibo, even a self-incriminating Dibo is emes, but we cannot passel him later. But the question is, So, the Gemara in Ksuves. So, why does Rami Bar Chome say that even the Reish, where there is Ksavio, there is a Mokmacher, so there is a Miki. So even the Roshe should be Nemon. So, if they say Anusimoyinu Machmas Momen, so Enum Nemonim, why? Because they know the Mesmats Me Roshe, but Emes it is. But he doesn't become Posleides. And there is no stira here if it were of Roshehu, and Roshe is not Nemon. Because even though if it were of Roshehu, a Roshe is still Nemon with a Mige, so why shouldn't he be Nemon? So, from the Gemara in Ksuves, it's Mashma, Rabbi Zvira says, that a Dibo, with a self-incriminating Dibo, is Sheker. So Memelei, they say, even though he has a Mige, but it's a self, if they say, Anusim Ayin Machas Momim, so we know he's Sheker. So Rabbi Shalit Diskin says that the truth is that in the Mismatz Miroshe implies that a Dibur, a self-incriminating Dibur, is Sheker. So the Gemara in Ksuves is fine. So then the question arises, so then the Gemara in Yivomes is difficult. So why does Rabbi Yosef say, Ano de Amre Afil Le Rabbonon, Vishane Yidesisho Da Akilu Le Rabbonon. Vishane Yidesisho Da Akilu Le Rabbonon. It's not always because a Ritzeach is also kosher leides. So what a Ritzeach is kosher leides? But it's still a self-incriminating dibur, so it's sheker. So how can the woman get married on the basis of his testimony? It's a sheker, the testimony is sheker. So the answer is this. Now, Rove, what does Rove say? Rove says that the reason is why the Rabbono are matir, the woman to get married, because we say palgin on dibur. So Memeire, if we say Palgin and Dibore, so then we eliminate the stira. So, in other words, because Rove says, according to Rove, so a Gazlan de Raise is possible in the Sisha. A Gazlan de Raise is possible in the Sisha. So, mainly if he says Arakti, so he in effect says, I'm possible in the Sisha. I'm possible for this age. But as a result of Palgin and Dibure, so the stira is eliminated. So then there is no stira. So Mimele is Nema. Now, Rav Yosef holds we do not say Pagin on the Bore. So when does Rav Yosef say we do not say Pagin on the Bore? If the Haggadah in Beis Din on its face is repugnant, has a stira, then, so Rav says, even though the Haggadah on its face is repugnant, it has a stira, but we say Pagin on the Bore and we get rid of the stira. Mashein came, Rav Yosef says, no. The Haggadah on its face is repugnant, then we don't say Pagin on the Bore. Because whenever Edim present the Haggadah before Beis Din that is repugnant on its face, then it has to be rejected outright as verbiage. That if the Haggadah on its face, as it is presented before Beis Din, is repugnant, it has a Haggadah, so then we do not say Pagin on the Bore because that such a Haggadah has to be rejected outright. Mashein came, if the Haggadah on its face, as it is presented before Beis Din, is not repugnant, has no stira, then Rabbi Yosef also agrees that we say Pagin on the Bore. What's wrong with saying Pagin on the Bore? So Mele, if we say Gazlan the Raisi is postulated isha, so then this person who says Arakti, what does he say in effect? I am a killer. I have no nemones for this Haggadah. So such a Haggadah on its face is repugnant. It has a stira. So it has to be rejected outright. And we don't say Pagin on the Bore. Rabbi says, even in such a case, we say Pagin on the Bore. So the Pagin on the Bore removes the repugnancy, the stira. But Rabbi Yosef says, no, on its face. So it is repugnant. It has a stira. It has to be rejected as verbiage. Such a Haggadah. Mashein Kein, if we say that Gazlan the Raisi is kosher by this issue, so then the Haggadah on its face is not repugnant, there is nothing wrong with that Haggadah. What did he say? I killed. Alright, he says he's a Roshe. He says he's a Roshe. But it's not, it has no stira. So it's not a repugnant Haggadah. So Mimele, even Rav Yosef says that in such a case, we say Pagin on the Bore. So the only machlekes between Rabbi and Rav Yosef is whether we say Pagin on the Bore in regard to a Haggadah that is on its face repugnant. So Rabbi says, even though the Haggadah on its face is repugnant, so it has a stira. So we say, let's say, in the case of plainly Levanu Letzeni, there is certainly repugnant. Because he says, plainly Levanu Letzeni, Ruvain says, Levi Rova is Letzeni. So Ruvain says, in effect, I am saying something on which I have no remorse. So on its face, it has a stira. It's a contradiction in terms. I mean, on its face. So Mele, Rabbi Yosef says, such a Haggadah cannot even be considered. It has to be rejected as verbiage. The whole thing. And Rabbi says, no. Why reject it? Why reject the whole Haggadah as verbiage just because it has a stira? Let's examine the Haggadah and let's analyze it into its components. And one dibur is verbiage, so let's reject that part, that dibur. The other dibur is not repugnant, let's accept it. But Rabbi Yosef says, as long as on its face it's repugnant, so we have to reject the whole Haggadah. But so Mele, in the case of Pliny Levan Yatzeni, so there is definitely a stira. Because he says, Dinu Nifoshes, Edis of Nifoshes requires Edim Kshemin, a Roshe is possible, Edis of Nifoshes, Edis of Momel, Edis of Nifoshes, of all Edis of Chiyuvim. So Mele, when Rubin says, Levi Rovani Yatzeni, so he says, I am a Roshe, and I have no Nemones. And this Haggadah. So Mele, we don't say Pagin on the Bore according to Rav Yosef. And Rabbi says, even in that case, we say Pagin on the Bore. But Rav Yosef says, no. Mashein Kein, when he says Arakti, if we say that the Ritziach is also kosher, so there is no stira. So even Rav Yosef agrees that we say Pagin on the Bore. So in other words, Rav Yishalei Diskin's Teretz is based upon the premise that the pshat in the end of the mitzvah atzmi roshe, in as roshe is that the dibur, a self-incriminating dibur is sheker. Is sheker. So memele we can understand the Gemara in Ksuves, but the difficulty arose in connection with Gemara in Yevames. So this is how we explain the Gemara in Yevames. But on that question as to whether in the mitzvah atzmi roshe means a dibur, a self-incriminating dibur is sheker, or it means he cannot pass for himself, he cannot hire himself, but then as it is a machlekes between Rashi and Teitzves. So memele, according to Rashi, so we understand, so the Gemara in Ksuves, according to Teisves, so the Gemara in Ksuves is Kipshuto, no difficulty with Gemara in Ksuves, and the Gemara in Yevames has to be explained in accordance with the Mishalim distance. But how about Rashi and the Ramban? They spell out that a Dibur, a self-incriminating Dibur, is Emes, but he just cannot puzzle himself, he cannot even hire himself. So then the Gemara in Yevames is Kipshute, we don't have to resort to Rabbi Shalei Diskin's Pshat. But, so how will we explain the Gemara in Ksuves according to Rashi and Rambam? Now, Rabbi Kiveyar assumed that the reason as to why the Reisha of the Mishnah in Ksuves after Tres on the days, Ha'edim Sha'omboks after Yudein Uzeh, Avranusim Ha'edim Uktanim Ha'edim Uksuleides Ha'edim 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 So are the morning. So why are they in the morning? Because in Samyon Mitzimokim Achir, so they have a mikvah. So because they could have said it's not our signature, it was forged. So then the shtar would be possible, would be a chasve ba'alme. So maybe even though they admit that it is their signature, but they say anusim ayinu. So they are nemon machmasmi. But that's not such a double portion, because it seems that there is a machlekes rishenim. Whether the Choche of Mige is effective Gabi. So there are some Rishenim who say Teisa Shite appears to be that the Choche of Mige applies into it. Teisa says that the reason as to why Teisa in Ksuves Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis says that the reason as to why that by Eidim we do not say Mige is because in the Echot Yedea Mashem Leiv Chaveret. So Memeila, that's only Shayech Mige Divoi Toi Mashem Kim Bayim Ksav Yodim Yitzim Bok Macher. So they didn't have to say anything, they just had to remain silent. So Memeila, Mige is effective even Gabi Toi, only if it's in Mige Divoi Toi. So Mimela, there is no Mige, because how can we say they could be made something that is natural? But maybe the other fellow was not Mechavein to his Kavonets. But in the case of Mige de Boyishosi, so then there is a Mige even by him. So Teisa Shita is that Mige is affected by him. But Mige de Boyitoin, Mitzias does not result in a Mige, because in Echad Yedei Mashem Chaveirei, Mashem Kein, in Mige de Boyishosi, so then Mige is effective. But the Ramban in the Chidushin, in Bava Basra and in Ksuves, and according to our text in Bava Basra, so it's one Loshin in Teisus in Bava Basra, two in Cheskes Abadi, except that the Mishpot strikes out certain words. But according to the Girsay, in our text, in Teisus in Bava Basra, so that's another Teretz in Teisus in Bava Basra. But anyway, that's the Ramban Shite. The Ramban Shite is that Mige is only effective. Mige is only effective Ligabi Baldova, but not Ligabi. Because anything that requires Eidim, so requires Dafke Eidim, and the Choches are not effective. So why is Mige effective in the Nemomenes? The answer is because in the Nemomenes there are two Nemones. There is Nemones of Eidim and there is Nemones of Baldovo. So Mimele, whenever someone has a Mige, so his Nemon Biteras Taine of Baldovo. Masheinken Ligabe Eidim, so Mige is, there is Nemones of Taine of Baldovo even without Mige. Let's say the Mandoma who says Bori Vishem of Bori Odi. So why is it Nemon? Because of Tainis Baldovo. But if someone has a migge, so then that taine is a strong taine, and the baldomer has no mones. Mashenken gabeidin. So if he's not nemon on the score of the agode per se, he cannot be nemon on the score of the fact that he has a migge. So according to the Ramban, why does the Mishnah say in Reishe? Because it's saying it's not on the basis of Nige, but that's on the basis of a Peshe Osar, a Peshe Itir. And it's mashma from Rashi's Loshi. It's mashma like that. He says, because actually they should, at first, Hava Min of Chome Bachome was that when does the Sefer say that imoyu ksav yodom yitzim okam acherim limonim elo shom ranu simo yinu machas momen avo anu simo yinu machas poshe sarim limonim oma lerove kol kiminei kim shiiki ichu benechiz omadi shu benechiz omadi. So Mimele is not nemo mitera say this because kim shiiki ichu benechiz omadi. So it's mashma from the Loshon of the Ramban, and that's probably the shita of from the Loshon of Rashi, and that's probably the shita of Rashi. And from this problem, the sheet of the Ramban, that Enoch Name, that there is no mnemones of Mige, Gabi, but in the Reishe, where it thinks of Yodom Yitzin Mokim Achir, so then the mnemones is on the basis of Eides, not on the basis of Mige. There is no mnemones of Mige, Gabi Eidim. Mnemones of Mige is only Shaya Gabi Baldovo, not of Taini, not Gabi Eidim. So why does the Mishnah say in the Reishe, if it thinks Avyodim Yitzim Gmachir, and if they say Anusim or Yinu Ktanim or Yinu Psoedis or Yinu Harim and Amonim, because since it thinks Avyodim Yitzim Gmachir, so Mimele, the Hagodah Seidim is not Nigma. If it's Avyodim Yitzim Gmachir, so then the Hagodah Seidim is Nigma. So if it's Nigma, so we say apply the principle of Kim Sheikich and Hezal Magit. So they have no Nemones on the score of Eides. If it's saying Ksav Yodin, it's a Mokem Achir. So Mimele, until they come and they say Ksav Yodin, so the Haggadah is not complete. The mere fact that their signature appears on a piece of paper, that does not represent a real Haggadah. Only if it's a Shtar Mikuyev, then it's a Haggadah. But as long as the Shtar is not Mikuyev, so it doesn't mean anything. Their signature doesn't mean anything. So Mimele, when they say Ksav Yodeinu Ze, then they are Mikayeh, their signature, their Chsimus Eidim. So then the Haggadah becomes Nigma. And since Toch Kedidibu they say Anusim Oyinu, since Toch Kedidibu they say Anusim Oyinu, so Mimele, we do not apply the Aloche of Kibu Shehigit Shilu Nechizar Magit. If they would say Anusim Oyinu more than a Toch Kedidibu after the Dibu of Ksav Yodeinu, then we would say the moment they said Ksav Yodeinu and the Toch Kedidibu has already expired, so Mimele the Haggadah is Nigma. And once the Haggadah is Nigma, so then they cannot say anything. They have no mnemones b'tira say this because Kiv Mishibit Shilu Nechizar Magit. But when can we apply the Aloha of Kim Shigit Shilu Nechizar Magit if the Haggadah saving of the Eidim Achsum al Ashtar is Nigma? But until they said Ksav Yodeinu Ze, so there is no Haggadah. Eidim Achsum al Ashtar Nazik Nachkodesim Bebezin. But with Rabbonon, until it is Niskayim, it's not Nachkodesim Bebezin. When does it become Nachkodesim Bebezin linked with Rabbonon? If it's Niskayim. So until they said the Dibur of Ksav Yodeinu Ze, so it was not Nechtemo Yidusa Mibezin. What is it there? That's something burning. What is it? So it was not Nechtemo Yidusa Mibezin. So when did it become Nechtemo Yidusa Mibezin? When they said the Dibur, when they uttered the Dibur of Ksav Yodeinu Ze. And talking the Dibur, they said Anusim Oyinu Machmas Nifoshes. So Mimele, they are never mitir aseides. Why aren't they never mitir aseides in the Seife? So Rabbi Bachome in the Havamine thought that even the Seife, they are never mitir aseides. But the Maskon of the Gemara is no. In the Seife, where Ksav Yodeinu Yitzim Mokim Achir, so it's already nechte moi du son, so kim shiki shimu nechid amagi. But in the way she itzei tzav yadu yitzei mokam achia. So until the aid in the signatories appeared in Bezden and they said tzav yadu uze, it was not nechte moi du son be Bezden. It was not nechke moi du son be Bezden. And since it's not nechke moi du son be Bezden, we don't apply the aloha of kim shiki shimu nechid amagi. So, but you say, the moment the author, the Dibur of Sargeneinu Zeh, then it was, it became Nachkodus on the Bezen. But it's Torkeni Dibur. Torkeni Dibur of the Dibur of Sargeneinu Zeh, they said, Anusim Oyinu, Machmas Nifoshes. So, in Meile, we can't apply the Aloche of Kivim Sheikichim and Achizal Magid, because it's Torkeni Dibur of the Chiras Eili. So, Torkeni Dibur, you can't be Chizal Magid. So, in Meile, they are Nemo Mitirasaydes. So when can they be Nemo Mitirasaydes if they say Anusimoyinu Machmas Lekhoshes? But if they say Anusimoyinu Machmas Momei, so Eino the Mismatz Meroshe. So we cannot accept the Agode Mitirasaydes, even though it's not Nechkeroidus on the Bezden, because with Vivreim Roshoimei. So when can they have Nemones Mitirasaydes? Only when they are in Mshelim, but with the Vrayim, they are Rishoyim. They say, Anusimoyinu, we accepted bribery. So they say, we are Rishoyim. We have no Nemones with Terasaydes. We have no Nemones with Terasaydes. So, Memele, we cannot be Mikabel, the Dibu of Anusimoyinu Machmas Momein. Because, Biteras Nige, what's Rav Gilias Kashe? True, that B'teira Seydes we cannot. Rabbi Kleger understood very well that B'teira Seydes we cannot be Mikabo there at Dibo of Anusim Oyinu Machmas Momei. But his kasha was, here it takes under the Yitzim Okamacher, so they can be Nemon on the basis of Nige. So Rabbi Kleger assumed, like Teisa Shite, like the Rishite in Ksuves, that Nige is effective even Gabe Eidi. So Mimele, even if they are Rishoyim, if it is Rehem, they still have Nemones on the basis of Nike. But according to Rashi and Ramban, and possibly according to one Teretz, in Teisus and Cheskes Abatim, so there is no Nemones of Nike Gabe Eidim. Nemones of Nike is only Shaya Gabe Baldovo, not Gabe Eidim. So why do we say that Imen Ksargelo Yitzem Okemacher is Nemone? In the Reish of the Mishneh. Because until they say Ksav Yodeinu Zeh, it's not Nechkeru Yidus on the Bezden. And the moment they, so still, since it's not Nechkeru Yidus on the Bezden, so we don't apply Kim Shehigit. Kim Shehigit means once it was Nechkeru Yidus on the Bezden, he cannot add anything to the Agode. But until it is Nechkeru Yidus on the Bezden, he can add to the Agode, he can modify the Agode, he can be Chizah from the Agode, he can do everything until it is Nechkeru Yidus on the Bezden. So, as long as the shtar is not Mikuyen, so it's not Nachkodus on the Bezdin. So, we cannot say Kim Shigichim Nechizal Magid. But the moment they said Ksav Yadeinu is there, then it became Nachkodus on the Bezdin. But talking to the Dibur, of the Dibur of Ksav Yadeinu is there, they said Anusim Oyinu Machmas Momei. Anusim Oyinu Machmas Foshes. So, Memele, they are Nemon. Because it can be Chizal Magid. But if they say Torkeni Dibur Anusim Inu Machmas Momei, so with Divreim Rishoyimei, so how can they have Nemones B'teira Seydes? But the Kasha of Rabbi Kleger was, alright, B'teira Seydes, they cannot have a Nemones, because it's a repugnant Agode. They themselves say, we accepted bribery, we are Rishoyim, we are not fit as Eidim. So maybe we cannot accept the Agode of Anusim Oyinu Machmas Momei B'teira Seydes, but let best accept the Agode of Anusim Oyinu Machmas Momei B'teira Smige. So that's Rabbi Kveigel Lishito say. He assumed that the Hoche of Mige is effective Gabe Eidim. But according to Rashi and Rambam, the Hoche of Mige is only effective Gabe Baldovo, not B'teras Nemones of Taine, not Gabe Eidim. So, but if they say Anusim Oyinu Machmas Nefoshes, so then they can still be Chizer Magid, because it's Tochkeni Dibur of the Nechkero. So they can still be Chizer Magid. But if they say Anusim Oyinu Machmas Momei, so B'teira Seydes we cannot make the Mikabo de Agode, because it's a repugnant Agode. They say we accepted bribery, we are Rishoyim. We are not competent to testify as Eidim. We are Rishoyim. So we cannot accept the Agode B'teira Seydes. And B'teira Smige, Mige is not effective gabe yedin. So me meile, chome ba chome se, se yon emone. Rabbi Greiger has the kasha because Rabbi Greiger took it for granted. That Mige is effective even Gabeidim, but on that point there is a machlokes Rishonim. The Ramban in his Chidushim and Ksuvos Daf Chavov in connection with the Gemara, Mishe Bo Vomar, Plain is Vikeinu, Nemon Lachile Bitrumo, Vinemon Lashiye Isho. So the Ramban says, why is Nemon Lachile Bitrumo? Because he's a Mige. He didn't have to say that he was his son. So it's a chochet that is emes, but Rashiya Isha requires Eidim, and wherever Eidim are required, so the chochet is not enough. So Mige is not effective gabe Eidim. So why is Mige effective in the Nemomenes? There you also require Eidim? The answer is, there, when the Baldovar has a Mige, so there is Nemon because of tainess of Nemones of Tainer of Baldovar. Masha'im can gabeidim themselves, if they are not nemon on the basis, on the score of the Haggadah per se, so they cannot be nemon on the score of the choches of Mige. But the reason is why in the Reishe, if they say anusim o'inu machmas e'foshe, stanim o'inu psoledes o'inu, they are nemon, so it's not on the score of Mige. But because apeshe osar apeshe itir, because until they said ksavyadeinu zeh, so it wasn't nechkel to some bezin, so they can still be chizor magi. So when does it become nechkel to some bezin? When they say ksavyadeinu zeh, and talk to the divo of ksavyadeinu zeh, they say anusim oyinu machmas nifoshe, so maybe they can still be chizor magi. So they are nemon b'tirasaydes. So when can they be nemon b'tirasaydes? If they say anusim oyinu machmas nifoshe, so there is no steer in the agode. But if they say anusim oyinu machmas momen, there is a steer in the agode. So they cannot be nemon on the score of eides and on the score of mige. Mige is not chayah gabe eidim. So maybe, so the kashi of Rabbi Kiveiga can be answered. You see, this question is whether Inon Misas Roshi implies that the people who are by won't mix himself with the Roshi Sheker, or it only implies that he cannot pass through himself, he cannot be Mechayim himself. So according to Teisves, it means that he Sheker. So according to Teisves, so the Pshat in Mixuves is Kipshute. And the Pshat in Yivomes is the way Rabbi Shlomo Diskin says. According to the Ramban and Rashi, so the Pshat in Yevomes is Kipshute, and the Pshat in Ksuvos is by that Rashi and the Ramban hold that Mige is not effectively Gabeidi. So the reason is why in the Reishe, if they say Anusim Ayinu Machmas Nefoshes is Nemon because it's Toch Kenedibur of the Nechkar Yidusei, so they can still be Chizor Magit, because it's talking the Dibur of the Nechkar Yidusei, Masha'im Kei, but in case where they say, Anusim Yin Machmed Foshes, so then there is no stir in that body, so the Anemo B'tira say this, and they can still be Chizor Magid, but if they say, Anusim Oyinu Machmas Momen, so there is a stir in the Agode, so the Divreim Rishoyim Eim, so they cannot be Nemon, B'tira say this as Chizor Magid, so that's why it's in the Nemon.
Yotzar Zayin in Yevamos, Gimel 7, Tei Tov Shalom Evav, June 1st, 1976, on Tuesday.
Now, last time, we discussed Rabbi Kiveiga's Kashe, and it was mentioned that this Shaila by Rabbi Kiveiga as to whether Einon Nisas Meroshe means the Dibur that he is self-incriminating, the sheker, or it only means that he is not nemon to puzzle himself, to hire himself, but it's emes in regard to anything that doesn't require either, so he accepted dibur whereby he won't make himself the roshe. So he's a machlekes rishonim. According to Teisves Mamtzia, Dar Gimul, and Teisves here, so the halacha of Nisas Meroshe is that a self-incriminating dibur is sheker, because there is a presumption that a person does not like to declare himself as a roshi. And if he does, so it's a raya sheker. So then he doesn't mind. But that's the shita. And the shita of Rashi and the Ramban is, no, that a dibur, a self-incriminating dibur, can also be emes. But the halacha is, if one says, I'm a roshi, he doesn't become posleiris. because to become postulators, that in itself requires Agora Seydes. So just as a Kohen cannot postulate Kohen, Leydes, by saying he's a Roshe, that his Kohen is a Roshe, so a person cannot postulate himself, Leydes, by saying he himself is a Roshe. Alright, so Mimele, from the Pashtes of the Gemara, it's Mashma, that in the Mishpas Roshe only means that he doesn't postulate himself. Not that he checked it. But from the Pashtes of the Gemara in Psuves, it's Mashma, that the Dibu, whereby what first makes himself the Roshe, he checked it. So Mimele, we answer the Kashes. Alright. So one Kashe is the Kashe against Teisves, so he's answered by Rabbi Shlomo Diskin, and against Rashi, so we have to say that an aid, that Rashi in the Ramban Shitta is, that aidim are not nemon to a nige. Nige is only effective Gabi Baldovar, and that's the Ramban Shitta that Chovov in Ksuvis, that wherever aidis is required, let's say with Gabi Yuchsen, so nige is not effective, and that's the pshat in the Gemara, that Chovov, that Misha Bo Roma Bniu Bikeyanu Nemola Rachel Bitruma Vin Nemola Chil Vin Nemola Siisha. So the Ramban explains that in Ksuvis, because Achilas Truma that's Idachodem Bisum. Idachodem Bisum doesn't require any aiding. Just Nemones. So if we have a Choche, extraneous Rias, that he's telling the truth, so then he's also Nemo. So Mikhe is a Yechoche, Malo Rishakia. Masheimki Lashi Yisho, that's Yuchsen requires aiding. So even Meshe V'Arein, we cannot be Mikabel, even the Agoda of Meshe V'Arein, because it's a Zakosva, Pishnai, maybe a Kundovo. So all the Mikhe's in the world, but it's not Eides. So the question is, so why is Mikhe effective? David Nimomenes, all of Cheskesavatim is based upon Nige. The Nimomenes certainly require Eides. The answer is, by the Nimomenes, there are two kinds of Nimomenes. There is the Nimomenes of Eides, and there is the Nimomenes of Tain of Baldovo. So, by Baldovo, if the Baldovo has a Nige, so then it's the Aloche, that the Baldovo is Nemon and his Tain, whatever it is, he has a Nige. Alright. So, Memele, the Pshat in the Gemara, the Ramban will explain the Gemara in Suves, that in the Reisha of the Mishneh, where in Tzavodah Mitzvah Mokamachia, so the Mishneh says, if they say, Tzavodah Mitzvah, Avanusim Mayinu, so is the morning, so Reisha and Roshom, Avanusim Mayinu Machlas Poches, Avanusim Mayinu Machlas Momen in the morning. Why? Because they know the Mishat Mokamachia. So the Pshat is, because if it's in Tzavodah Mitzvah Mokamachia, so until it is Miskayim, it's not Nechkel, do some best. So as long as it's not Nechkel, do some best, it's not Chizor Mag. When do we say Kim Shigichu Chizor Magit if it's already Nechkero? But if it's not Niskayim, so it's not Nechkero. So Eidim can still modify the Eides. They can add something to the Eides. Now, here the Eidim, until the Eidim came and said Tzavireinu Zeh, so they certainly could modify the Eides. But they said Tzavireinu Zeh, but Tochkeni Dibo. So the moment they said Tzavireinu Zeh, then it became Nachteru into some of the best. Then it has to become Nachteru into some of the best. But talking of the Dibo of Tzavireinu Zeh, they also said that Anusimoyinu Machmas Momei. Anusimoyinu Machmas Momei. And we cannot be Mikabo that Dibo. Anusimoyinu Machmas Momei. Because on the basis of Migel, we cannot accept any Agode of Eidim. Because Eidim have to be trusted. We have to be covered the Adoga of Vedas on the score of Vedas per se, not on the score of explaining the Sechochas. That's the Aloche of our Pishnai made me up in the world. So we have to accept that on the score of Eides. Now, so Mimele, we cannot accept it on the score of Eides. In the case where they say, Anusim Eino Machmas Nefoshes, so since it's Tochter Dibur of the Nechtero, so we don't apply the Aloch of Kimchi Yitzhiv Chayra Magid. So Mimele, we accept the Eides on the score of Eides per se, that Anusim Eino Machmas Nefoshes, even though the Achizor Magid, but it's Tochter Dibur of the Nechtero, so they can be Chayzor Magid. Masha'in came in to say, Anusim Eino Machmas Momin, so then there is a spirit in the Haggadah, because they say we are the Shoyim, we accepted bribery, we are the Shoyim. So that means that they themselves say in the Haggadah that they are apostolates. So Lidivreyem Rishoyim. So Mimele that Haggadah cannot be accepted. But Avdilas Kashi is, let's accept it not on the score of Agudas Seydes per se, but on the score of the Chokha of Mige. So the Rabban Shita is, Pirush HaMishneh, and the Pirush HaMishneh certainly lends itself to that kind of an interpretation. And not only the Pirush HaMishneh, even Rashi's Loshon itself lends itself to that kind of interpretation. And the Ramayin Sanhedrin also lends itself to that kind of interpretation. But you see that Rav Gereya didn't explain it that way. Why? Because it's inconceivable that there should be a Madoma who holds Odom Meisim Atzmi Rosh. Now Rashi, the Rambam, Pirush HaMishneh, the Rambam Pirush HaMishneh says, in explaining Rabbi Yehuda, he says, Rabbi Yehuda Meir, Rabbi Yehuda Meir, Odo Meisim Atzmi Rosh, Lefichoch Imom Ararakti, Loitinose Yishteh. So how does he explain the Rambam in Pirush HaMishneh, Rabbi Yehuda's Din? Odom Meisim Atzmi Rosh. So doesn't that seem to indicate that according to the Rambam, so the reason as to why Rabbi Yehuda says Arachtiv is in Lemon because he becomes fossil later. True that the Gazlan the Reise is fossil later Sisho. That because Gazlan the Reise is fossil later Sisho, so Mele, if he says Arachtiv, so we believe it. That he's a Rosh, and the Mele becomes post latest, so he becomes post all latest. Latest, the Alma too, including this Ayas. This Ayas. Now, but, so then, Rabbi Yudeh Shita would be that a person can puzzle himself latest. I mean, that's, there is no such mandoma. But the Pshat in the Rambam could be, when the Rambam says, Rabbi Yudeh in the Rodom Isas Poshe, it's not that we are Mikabil, he's a Godeh. That he is a Ritzeach, Mimele becomes Posel, L'chol Ides the Alme. He means, Odo Meisim Atzmi Roshe in respect to that Ides. Because Rabbi Yudeh holds like Rabbi Yosef, that we don't say Palgim and Dibure. So Mimele, if we don't say Palgim and Dibure, so there are two alternatives. Either we accept the whole Agoda Amin. So we have to start with two alternatives. Either we accept the whole Agoda as it is presented before Bezdin on its face, or we reject the whole thing. To accept part and reject part, that's impossible. So Mele, we cannot accept the whole Agoda, because the Agoda is a repugnant Agoda. He, in the Agoda, declares himself as a Roshe. So the Rambam doesn't mean Odom Meisatzmi Roshe that he is Nemon to parcel himself as a Roshe. He means Odom Meisatzmi Roshe because in that Agode he declares himself as a Roshe. Lidvor of Roshe. So maybe it's a repugnant Agode. But the Rabbonon hold Palgin and Dibure. So maybe there is no Stire. So the Palgin and Dibure eliminates the Stire because we reject the part that he's the Heirich. We only accept the part that the Baal, the husband of that woman, is the Merach. That he's the Heirich, we don't accept. So Mele, there is no still in the Agode. Mashein came. Rabbi Yudeh, he says, we don't say Palgin and Dibure. So we cannot accept part and reject part. So either we accept the whole thing, or we don't accept at all. And we can't accept the whole thing, because we involve Roshu. So when he says, Rabbi Yudeh Imer Odom Isas Roshe, because he declares himself in the Haggadah as a Roshe. So it's a repugnant Haggadah, so it's like with Vorecho Akum Ato. The Akum Posleides, so with Vorecho Roshe Ato. So Rabbi Yudeh says to him. So Mimele, that's the pshat. Now, Rashi's Loshen. You see, I mean that Rabbi Yudeh explained to Rashi that way. Why? Because Rabbi Yudeh considered it inconceivable that Rabbi Yehudah or Rabbi Yosef should hold Odom Meisim Atzmi Roshe in the sense that we are Mikabel Izeides and becomes possible the Chol Eides Dal. So, now Rashi's Loshen is Rabbi Polikal Eid Rabbi Yosef V'yomar Afilu Oma Plein Revanu Yetzeini Hu V'acha Mistarfin Lahogei L'Reveya Yechib Shezeh Nischav El Eides Nemenu Yitzel Chaveirei V'yinemun Al Atzmei Vima Sheomar Yetzeini. So the Loshen is יחיד משזה מסחב לידס נמנו אצל חבר ונמנו לעצמי מה שאומר לצמי דרודם קורב לעצמי וקורב פוס לידס בין לטי ובין רו הלכך אני נעשה ראש הבידס עצמי ואין אדום סורה שסייז את in connection with רודם. So one could think but רבי יסף holds that one does become a ראש הבידס עצמי. No, but what Rashi means is that according to רבי יסף, So Mimele, there is a still and Agode, because he doesn't say Palgin and Dibure. So Mimele, there is a still and Agode. Mashainkin, according to Rabbi, we say Palgin and Dibure. So Mimele, there is no still and Agode. If it were. So there is no still and Agode. Now, then something else is from the Pashlis Aloshin of Rashi. It's Mashma that way, but we can't explain it that way. From the Pashlis Aloshin of Rashi, it's Mashma. From the Pashlis Haloshin of Rashi, it's Mashma, and this is the way. There is a sefer that was published. I mean, La'achar Ptirosei of Reb Rubele Dinaburga. He was Rov in Dvinsk before Reb Meir Simcha, many years before Reb Meir Simcha. He was considered as one of the Dele Ador, and when the Tsarist government issued a decree that every Rov must be ordained, And there were many Gdei Israel who didn't have smicha, the Chafetz Chaim didn't have smicha, Reb Chaim Briska didn't have smicha. So then they had a problem, they had to get smicha. So they had been already Rabbonim, you know. Well, the Chafetz Chaim was never a Rav, but he still had to have smicha because he was the head of Yeshiva and Rabbi, but he was not the Rav in Rabbi. So, but Reb Chaim Briska had already been in Brisk for many years, and then there was a decree from the Russian government that one who doesn't have smicha, so it cannot be a Rav, cannot occupy any position. So, I mean, in the rabbinate, whether in a yeshiva, or I mean in a theological school, or a Rav of a city. So the Chafetz Chaim went to Vilna and got smicha from Reb Chaim Meiser. And Reb Chaim Briska, so got smicha from Reb Reuven Dinenberger. So in other words, so Reb Chaim Briska, when he had to get smicha, so he decided that his master should be Reb Reuven Dinenberger. Now, Reb Reuven Dinenberger, so after his p'tire, so Reb Meir Simche, he was the only Rav of the Chassidim and of the Misnagdim in Vins. When he was Nifter, so then they had two p'tires. So the Chassidim engaged the Rachover as the Rav, and the Misnagdim engaged Reb Meir Simche as the Rav. So there is a Sefer by Reb Reuven Dinenberger. So he says that Rashi Shite is, but it's impossible to explain it that way. He says that Rashi's Pshite is that, he says, all the Rishonim say that the Pshat in Rabbi is because we say Pargin and Dibure, so the Mele, when he says Pleni Rivan Liatzeni, he says two things. First he says Pleni is a Reveya, and then he says I am a Nirva, so the Dibur Pleni is a Reveya, we accept. The Dibur, I am the Nirva, we reject. But he says Rashi's Pshite is not Pargin and Dibure, but Pargin and Amonis. Pargin and Amonis. Pargin and Amonis means that we accept the whole thing in regard to one person, but relative to another person, we don't accept the Haggadah. So he says, and Lashon of Rashi lends itself to this kind of pshat. So he says, Rove Polikali de Rav Yisi Vomar Afiloma Plein Rivanu Yotzeini Hu Be'acha Mistalfim Lehergei Lereveya Dechidu Sheze Mischam Eloides Nemon Hu Eitzel Chaveirei Ve'inemon Al Atzmei Mima Sheomar Yotzeini. The Odom Kore Mitzel Atzmei. So he says, Nemon Hu Eitzel Chaveirei Ve'inemon Al Atzmei Mima Sheomar Yotzeini. The Odom Kore Mitzel Atzmei. So it's Mashba from the Voshen that according to Rashi, it's not that we say Palgin and Dibure, but we say Palgin and Amonis. Palgin and Amonis means we accept the whole Haggadah relative to the Pleni, but relative to Atzmei, we don't accept anything. But that's impossible. So, now, Reb Chaim also says, in regard, as one teretz on the Rambam, so in regard to Pleni Boal Ishti, so one teretz by Reb Chaim means it's not in the Zeta. So, one teretz by Reb Chaim, Pleni Boal Ishti, so now, I might as well mention, I mean, the Kasher against Rambam. Now, the Raivet says that the Halacha, when does Rove say Pleni Rebanu Yatzeni? Pleni Rebanu Yatzeni, who ve'acham istalpim lehogei? If, let's say, he says, Pleni Rebanu Yatzeni. But suppose he'll say, Pleni bo alachaisi shehi eishishish. So then we don't say that Palgin of the Bore and the Pleni becomes Mechuyev Mise, but the Achrise, who is an Eishishish, is not Chayev Mise because he's a Kore. We don't say that. Why? Because since he's not Nemon, we cannot be Mikabu, he's a Godi. In respect to his sister, who is an Eishishish, why? Because he's a Kore, brother, he's Posleides. So Mimele, we apply the principle of Eishishabotl Mikzos of Botla Kulo, and we cannot accept the Haggadah in respect to the plane either. So the question is, so why do we say, why don't we apply the same principle of Eidish Abot Mitzos Abot Lekulo in regard to the case of plane Levan Yatzeni too? After all, in respect to himself, so the Eidus is bottle. So since it's bottle Mitzos so in respect to himself, it should be bottle in respect to the plane as well. So he says, they are psu-eides and they are no eides at all. Koreb has a shemid, but he postulates. Mashein ke ligabe atzmei, that's not even eides. That's a confession. That's a doi. That's a confession. Eider sees when a person testifies against somebody else. But when a person testifies against himself, it's not Eider. He doesn't have a Chalisha Eider. It's a confession. So Memele is not a Posel Eider. When do we apply the Aloche of Eider Shebotel Mikzos Abotel Kulo? If there is a Mikzos Eider that has a Shem Eider, but it's an Eider Bipsul, a Shem Eider Posel, let's say, correct testifies. So we say Eider Shebotel Mikzos Abotel Kulo. But when the Baldovar himself testifies, we do not say Eider Shebotel Mikzos Abotel Kulo. And the same, so the Rosh mentions that in the name, the Rosh, in Marcus mentions that in the name of the Raivet, and the Balamoyer in Marcus at the end of the first Perik, in the Sugya of Ilui Vitubye, mentions that in the name of the Raivet. Now, the Raivet explains the Gemore in Marcus that way. Now, there is a Machlekes in Marcus, at the end of the first Perik, there's Machlekes between Rabbi Yisi and the Rabbonon. So, Rabbi Yisi and Rebbe holds that the Din of Nimtzu echad men korav v'posel yidus kulam p'tulo davot. Nimtzu echad men korav v'posel yidus kulam p'tulo applies not only to the nefoshes, it applies to the nemomenes as well. But whether it's the nemomenes or the nefoshes, it only applies in a case where it's nischav lohoi. But if it's not nischav lohoi, then there is no Eidish, there is no aloche of Eidish v'at mitzvot v'at kulam, of Nimtzu korav v'posel yidus kulam p'tulo. So he says, "Bamed lo mamvein besai, Rebbe imir echad in the mornes v'echad in the foshes. Vein besai bisman sheyisru ben. That means nisham loy. Aru bisman sheloy yisru ben. Ma yasu shneiachim sherohu beechad shorah esanech. First language. And Rabbi Yisi holds even without kavon elohi. So there is a din of nimtzah tov posel besutur. But according to Rabbi Yisi, the whole aloch of nimtzah tov posel is kol teilo applies only to the foshes. It doesn't apply to the mornes. So the mornes kashe according to Rabbi Yisi." According to Rabbi Yisi, that the din of Nimzach men kol v'posel, Eidus kulam p'tulo, Eidus kulam p'telo, so applies even shalei b'kavon, elo ma'at omer, apopel abay, elo ma'at ohor yatsu. Yo, ohor yatsu, Teisus mentions this Gemara, Teisus Yem Gemara. Ohor yatsu. So every time when Eidim testify that, let's say, Reuven killed Shimon, so how can we be mechayev? How can we mechayev Reuven Nisei? But Shimon himself, the Nirtzach, also witnessed the Maaser Tzichah. So Mele, and he is possible. The question is, why is he possible? Why is the whole possible? All right. But the whole is possible, the Gemara assumes. The Gemara says. So let us apply the Aloha Nirtzach and call the possible. So the Gemara gives the Teretz. When somebody assassinated another person, and the victim wasn't even able to see who was attacking him. He didn't observe who was attacking him. So then the Gemara says, Nio bayatzo, also kishorobi machiro. Heirik v'reveya yatzilu. You can't say that they don't know. I mean, Heirik and Reveya, so they themselves, they are about dvorim, and they themselves observe the act. And they are witnesses and they are apostates. So ishte, ki osel kami dirove, omale, yokum dovo bin kaimi dovo rakosel midave. So the Raivet explains that, yokum dovo bin kaimi dovo rakosel midave means that when do we say, nimtzach mikor apostel in the school of Tulo, when he has a shemeid, but apostelate, let's say correct. So it has a shemeid, but it's apostel, kore viroshe, so it has a shemeid, but apostel. Mashiikim baldovo, Heirik, Reveya, the Baldovo, that's a confession. So he doesn't even have a Shemeid. So mainly we don't apply the Aloche of Nimtzah Torah Apostle. This is how the Raivet explained the Gemara. Now, and Teisves does not agree with the Raivet's Yisod. So Teisves says, Tam Dava Akosem Midabeir means that when do we apply the Aloche of Nimtzah Torah Apostle in Skum Teilo? Only when the Eid is Eid Agode. But suppose the Apostle is only Eid Riyeh, not Eid Agode, so then we don't apply the Aloch Nimtzah Torah Apostle. So in Mele, there is no kashe from Heirik Yatzel, Reveya Yatzel. In the Haname, if the Heirik himself came to Bezdin and Bezdin heard his Eides, then we would apply the Aloch of Nimtzah Torah Apostle, which is from Tulo. But the Gemara's kashe is, how can we visualize a case of Bezdin being Mechayev, Heirik, and Reveya? After all, he saw it, but by seeing it, he only became an Eidri and not an Eid Agode. So vis-a-vis an Eidri, who did not become an Eid Agode, we don't apply the Aloche of Nimtzah Mikor Apostel. So anyway, that's the Raivet Chita. So the Raivet Chita is that that the halacha of mitzvah apostle is only when he has ishemei, but the apostle. So he says the same thing now in regard to the Gemara. Plain Rivan Liyotzeini. So the Kasha is, why don't we say this about Muktosa, but Lakulo? Since the Inus becomes bottled in regard to himself, so it should be bottled in regard to the Plaini. So this says, in regard to himself, he doesn't even have a Shemaidis. So mainly we cannot say, Inus about Muktosa, but Lakulo. So then he has the Kasha, but the Gemara applies the same aloche to the case of Plaini Boal Ishti. So who be Achra Mitztar Fin Lehergei Avoloi Laharegis Ishtei? So there it's not Baldavo, it's Korek. So the Raivet says, no, Baal B'Ishte is not a psul of Korek, it's a psul of Baldavo, because Ishte Kibuf. So it's Mamesh. So when one testifies against his wife, it doesn't even have a Shemedes. It's like testifying against himself. Now, Pidin, there is identity of personality between husband and wife. This is what the Raivet says. So the Mele, he doesn't even have a Chalei Shemedes. Masheinke Niv, he'll say, play me ball achesi, and achesi is an ishishish. So then, he's a korev. So memele, the agodel, igabe, the achesi, is bottled. So memele, we apply the aloche, or finish about mutsosa, but by play me ball ishti, who vacham is tafel, or hergei, avol, ages ishti, because it's not korev, it's baldo. So the kashi is, against the Rambam. The Rambam says Nil Chasedes Baal Bishtei Rishn Rish. So Baal Bishtei is postulated because of Korev, of Rishn Rish. Like two brothers. So the Moshe Rishides Rambam is that the Psul is not Baldo. The Psul is Korev. So if it's Korev, so we should apply the Aloha of Elisha Bat Mitzoso Bat Lakulo. So Reb Chaim has two terutzim. One teretz is mentioned in the Chiddush Rabbi Nachaim, and then there is another teretz that I heard from my father, but it is not mentioned in the Sefer. So the teretz that is mentioned in the Sefer is, now, where is the mokia that we say, Eidei Shebat Muktzos Abot Lekulo, in such a case, where Miktzas of the Hagodah is bottle, that the whole Hagodah is bottle? Because usually when the Gemara mentions the Aloha Eidei Shebat Muktzos Abot Lekulo, it's in regard to a case of Nimtzo Echad Men Korev Apostle. So there it means that one of the Gavres, of the Eidim, of the witnesses, is Apostle. So then we say that the Hagodah of the other Gavres, the other Eidim, is also Apostle. But here, let's say, in the case of Pliny Bola Chesi, who is an Ishishish. So, in regard to the Pliny, so, all the Gavres, the Eidim, are sharing. In regard to the Achesi, so all the Gavres, all the Eidim, absolutely. So who says that we apply the principle of Eidei Shebat Muktzos Abot Lekulo in such a case? Maybe the whole aloche of Eidei Shebat Muktzos Abot Lekulo only applies to a case where one aid, 100 aidim testified, and one aid is a call of apostle. Masha'in came in this case, so the whole agode of that one aid is bottle. So the whole agode of the other gavres, the other aidim is also bottle. Masha'inki in this case of plainly bora chesi. So that she's an ishishish. So relative to the plainly, so all the aidim, I mean, who be achir? So both aidim are sharing. And relative to achesi, so both aidim are psulim. So maybe in such a case, we don't apply the law of ishbot just for the law. So there are two mikeres. One mokeya is a Yerushalmi hid. Hakesef nechosav lishne b'nodo. So the Reb Chaim is on that Rambam in Lechasides. Hakesef nechosav lishne b'nodo. Vo'yo eidim rechekim laze u'kreivim laze. So there is a machlekes between Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. So Rish Lakish says that the shtar is effective l'gabei. Let's say, Ruvain executed his shtar matone to two donis, to Shimon and to Levi. Shimon is one mikabu matone, and Levi is another mikabu matone. So, and the Edim who signed on that shtar were craving to Levi, but they were rechaking to Shimon. So, of course, the shtar is not effective with Abay vis-a-vis Levi, because they are craving. The question is the shtar effective Rabbi Shimon. So that's a machlokes between Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yechanan. Rish Lakish says that Hakis in the Chosav Shnei Odom Voyoedim Kelim Lazeh Ochekim Lazeh. So the matone is effective with Gabi Shimon, it's not effective with Gabi Levi. And Rabbi Yechanan says, Miteich Shib Teilo with Gabi Levi, so it's Teilo with Gabi Shimon. Why? Because in the Shabbat Mutz also Bat Mutz. And the Rambam Paschas like Rabbi Yechanan. So that's one walk here. That's in Yerushalmi. That the Halacha of Inish Bat Mutz Bat Mutz applies even to a case where Miktsas of the Haggadah is bottle, not where one aid is possible. But where in mikzas of the Haggadah is bottle. So even though in regard to that to another person, so the whole Haggadah is effective, all the Haggadah of all the Eidim is effective, still seems a mikzas of the Haggadah. So is bottle, so the whole Haggadah comes bottle. That's one mokia. Then there is a mokia in the Gemara Makis. In the Gemara Makis, Iluya Vitubi. So the Gemara Dav Zayin Amud Aleph, the first line, Dav Zayin Amud Aleph, Iluye Vituvi Ekreve Da'al Vehave, Sober Ha'Popel Le'Neymar, Gabeleve Umal Verichiken Yu. Omer Ravune Breit Rav Yishuel Ha'Popel Iles Le'Leve Lav Bosar Arvo Ozul Ma'ove. So Iluye Vituvi, were craving of the Oreb. In other words, they testified, they were raging. Iluya Vituvia came to Bezgin and they testified that Reuven borrowed $1,000 from Shimon and that Levi was the surety. Was the Oreb. Now, Iluya Vituvia, the Edim, were craving of Levi, but they were the Chaykim of Reuven and Shimon. So Mimele, we can accept the Haggadah vis-a-vis Reuven and Shimon because they are Chaykim. So if let's say Shimon will not pay and then the Malve will try to collect from Levi the surety, the Korek, so then he won't be able to collect because who testified that he was an Oreb? Reuven and Tuvia are his first cousins. So he couldn't be Mikabel. But in regard to Reuven and Shimon, they live in the Malve, they are Rechaikim. So our Pope said, why shouldn't we accept the Haggadah of Iluya Vituvia in regard to Reuven and Shimon, they live in the Malve, they are Rechaikim? Amale Ravune Breit Rav Yishuel Rav Pope, Iles Lileve, Lav Bosar Arve Ozul Malve. So Mimele, even though right now, the Leive has money, but suppose the Leive wouldn't have any funds. So then, what is the next step by the Malve to try to collect from the Oreb? So Mimele, when Iluya Vituvia testified that Shimon borrowed $1,000 from Reuven and Levi is an Oreb, so it's a Haggadah on both. So that the Haggadah is one Haggadah on both, and against Reuven that he borrowed from Shimon and against Levi. And Levi is an Oreb. So Mimele, either she bought one mitzoso, but look. So in other words, so that's another gift. So not another mokia. That we apply the principle of Ishbot Mitzoso Batakulo, not only in the case of Nimzah Nikol Apostle. Even when a mitzas of the Haggadah is bottle, so the other Haggadah, the rest of the Haggadah is also bottle. So that's the mokia of the Raivet. So Mimele, the Raivet was forced to say, that the reason is why by Pliny Rabban Yatzeni and by Pliny Boal Lushli, so we say Pavlin and Bore, and we don't say the Shabbat Mitzvah about the Kulo, is because there it's not, it doesn't even have a Shemay, it's Baldovo, Baal Bishne is also Baldovo. So the question is against the Rambam. The Rambam says, Baal Bishne, Rishin, Barishin, so he's not the Baldovo, and still the Rambam passes the Gemore of Pliny Boal Lushli, who Vacham is Talfin, Geya, Valoyla, Ogo. But the question is, according to the Rambam, it's Korev, and by Korev we should apply the aloha of Nitzach called the apostle of Elisha Batu Tzoso Batu Kolo. So Reb Chaim the Sefer gives one teretz, and the teretz he gives in the Sefer is that when do we apply the halochet when do I apply the halacha of nitz of inish but just about the kulo when it's 1 ayis? 1 akor. But if it's 2 ayis, so then we don't apply the halacha of inish but just about the kulo. In other words, let's say 2 ayim will testify that Shimon borrowed $1,000 from Ruvei, and that Yehuda borrowed $1,000 from Levi, and they'll say it together in Bez, and then the Eidim happen to be Krevim of Yehuda, but they're not Krevim of Ruvei and Shimon, so no one will say Eidish Yevotel Muktzos about the law, even though there is such a shit in the real in Makis that if they say it to be talking to Dibo or some male, and they are craving in respect to one, but that's Ishitas Yochid. Most Rishonim certainly don't agree with that. So male, when do we say that Inish Abad Mutsos Abad Kulo only when it's 1 akode? 1 ayis. So if a mitzas of that ayis, of that akode is bottle, so the whole akode becomes bottle. But if it's 2 separate ayis, 2 separate akodes, so even though 1 akode becomes bottle, so it doesn't affect the other akode. So in Mele, the Shittas Rambam is the Shittas. So he, Reb Chaim, explains that Yerushalmi, the Machlekes of Rabbi Yechanan Rish Lakish, in regard to a case where the 2 ayim, when they sign an ishtar, so they the hagodah is that it was one alvoye. Okay, one matone, let's say. Now, one can be, if Ruvein is makne, is nechosi, let's say to Shimon and to Levi, so he can make one aknoye to both, let's say that's called in English, a joint transfer to Shimon and Levi, or he can make individual transfers. So, Reb Chaim says, in the case where he makes separate transfers, so then even Rish Lakish would agree that we do not say the Shabbat and Shabbat Kula, because then it's 2 ayis, it's 2 agodas. But the machlekes between Rabbi Yechanan Rish Lakish is in regard to the case where the Eidim sign in the shtar, they testify in the shtar that he made a joint haknoye to Shimon and Levi. Ruben made a joint haknoye to Shimon and Levi. So the Mele Rish Lakish says that we apply the law of Eidish about Mutsos about the Kolo, and Rabbi Yechanan says no. Even in such a case, Einoch Name, if the Aknoye could be Chal to both, then it would be one Aknoye, one Matone to both. But suppose the Aknoye to one is Chal, and the Aknoye to that. So if the Aknoye is made in such a way that even if the Aknoye to one is not Chal, so the Aknoye to the other one should be Chal. So Rish Lakish says that it's considered 1 ayis, Rish Lakish says it's considered like 2 ayis, and Rabbi Yechanan says it's considered 1 ayis. But so that's why the Rambam paskens a case in the chosam mishnei neodom voyedim chayim azeh or chayim azeh, so it's bottle to the other two, because like Rabbi Yechanan, because that is reference to a case where the aknoye was aknoye to both, but if the matonet one would become bottle, so then the aknoye to the other one would still be kayom. That was the das makne of the nesei. So, but since the aknoye is aknoye to both, so mele they didn't testify. It's one agode. They say one agodes to both. So mele we apply the aloche of any shabbat mukzos about the kolo. Mashenken, if it will be 2 agodes. If the Eidim will say, Ruvein borrowed $1,000 from Shimon and Yehuda borrowed $1,000 from Levi, so then it's 2 agodes, so we don't say Shabbat Musoso, but Okola. So, Mele, by plainly Levan Yatseni, or by plainly Bo Alishti, so it's 2 agodes, it's 2 ayis. When they say plainly Levan Yatseni, so he says 2 things. First of all, there is agode, there is an ayis against the plain. Plainly is an aveya. And then there is another agode against himself. Or plainly balishti is not 2 agodes. 1 agode is plainly balishishish. And then the other agode is against his wife. So memele, we say kogimim bure, we don't say shabbat tzos about lekolo, because it's 2 separate ayis. It's 2 separate ayis. This is the teret that Reb Chaim mentions in the Seder. But then Baal Peh, Reb Chaim, there has another teret. He says, now, there is such Pardin on Dibore and there is Pardin on the Manes. Pardin on Dibore means that we accept one Dibore and we reject the other Dibore. But Pardin on the Manes means we accept the whole thing, but in respect to one thing we accept the Agode, in respect to the other thing we don't accept the Agode. So Memele, by playing Rivanu Yatseini, so there it's Pardin on Dibore, not Pardin on the Manes, because we couldn't say Pardin on the Manes. Why couldn't we say Pardin on the Manes? Because Pardin on the Manes would mean that we accept the whole Agode, that the Pliny was Revei Ahim, him, but only in respect to the Pliny we accept it, not in respect to himself. But then it's Istire, Monef Shachif, we accept the whole Agode, that the Pliny was Revei Ahim, so he's a Roshe, so we draw of Roshe, so there is Istire, Sabit Reya says. So there we have to say, so there Pardin on Dibore means not Pardin on the Manes, but Pardin on Dibore we split Agode. We accept one Dibore and we don't accept the other Dibore. Mashenkin Batlini Boalishti. Mashenkin Batlini Boalishti. So there it's not Pardin on Dibore. The Gemara uses the same motion, but there it means Pardin on the Manes. So that means we accept the whole Agode that the Pliny was Mizane with his wife. So, but relative to the Pliny, we accept his Agode, and relative to his wife, not because he's a Koreb. Because he's a Koreb. So, in other words, so let us say, Eidish bottle with Sosa bottle Kulo, since it's bottle regarding the wife, it's a bottle regarding him, so that's the Chayach. When do we say this bottle Kulo, if the Mikzas Agode is bottle? Masha'ik in here, relative to the Pliny, the whole Agode is Kayom. And relative to this wife, so we don't accept any part of the Agode. So in such a case, we don't apply the Aloche of Eidish bottle Mitzoso, we don't apply the Aloche of Eidish bottle Mitzoso. Now, from the Loshna of Rashi it's Mashma. From the Loshna of Rashi it's Mashma. That Rashi, and this is how Rabbi Reuven Dinenberger says. So he says that according to Rashi, so it means Rove Polikali de Rav Yisei, Roma Rafiloma, Plein Rivanu Yatseini, Hu Veacha Mistarif Lahirdei, Lereveya, Dechim Shezem Mishan Leides, Nemenu Yitzel Chaveire, Nemenu Atzmei. Mashom Alatzini. Don't even call him it's Latzmei. You call him first ladies. Bring the table, bring the roll. He'll take him to ask the Rosh Hashanah is Latzmei. So the Rosh Hashanah is Mashma that according to the Pshat and Rove is Pardin on the Manes. In other words, we say we accept the Hagode of that person in regard to the plane, that the plane was the Reveya. Was Reveya whom? Was Reveya himself. But he's a Roshe, so we draw a Roshe. So he says, no, he's not a Roshe. Because another Mishnah is a Roshe, so he doesn't become postulated. But there is still Istire. There is still Istire. True, he doesn't become postulated Gaume for another Aides. But how can we accept his own Agode? When there is Istire in that Agode, it's impossible to explain Rashi that way. The Reuven Dinenberger says that this is Rashi Shite. And from the Loshen of the Ramah in Sanhedrin, it's much more like that, even more than Rashi. But we have to explain the Ramah also, the way Rabbi Kreger explains Rashi. The Ramah, Rabbi Omar, Rodem Choshev Korid, it's Latzmei, Uchshein Shein Odom Meisi, Eskreile Rosh Olivatoli Dusei, Kachin of the Mesi Mesatzme, Rosh Olivso Esatzme, Uvatali Dusi. The Avogab, the Chodes Hadusi, the Salgadaita Hamine, Apeshe Osa Lechaye Vesareveya, who Apeshe Itir Alatzme Shio Roshe, Afim Roche, Kibdin of the Mesi Mesatzme Roshe, Lonifsa, Upaudinon Dibure, the Avogab, the Had Diburehu, Lamrino Yishibot Musos about the Kolo, El Avogab, Lemhemen and Afshe, Limitele, Mehemen Ahab. So it tends to indicate that way. But then there is a stira, so we dvorech horosha. So Reb Reuven Dinenberger assumes that in as much as we don't parcel him, leides, lealme, so maybe it's all right, we have no problem. But even so, there is still a stira. How can we accept his eides in regard to the plainy when the Tagode on its face is repugnant, it has a stire, because with Vav Roshu, so it's like the more that men go, men Zayin Yivomes, with Varecho Akum Ato, the Akum Posel, the Akum Posel Eides, unless we'll say that a Roshe does, not, even one who is a Roshe, who is Klapish Maya Galye, that he is a Roshe, so he's not Posel Eides until there was a Kabbalah Eides by Bez. Not always for Kimato, but that's not Mistat. Then we can understand the Pshat. If we are going to assume that the Psul, of the Rosh HaLeides, it takes effect only as a result of the Kabbalah Seides, that he is a Rosh. And if there was no Kabbalah Seides, that he was a Rosh, so then he remains Kosh HaLeides, even though Klap Ishmai is Gali, that he is a Rosh, then we can understand the Pshat. But that's not Mistaba. First of all, it's mentioned by Oli Shenin that the Kabbalah Seides against someone that is a Roshe is only with Rura, it's not the Kimado. If we'll say that the Kabbalah Seides of Suleides is the Kimado, in other words, that without the Kabbalah Seides, by Eidim, that a certain person, let's say, is a Nechon Veles, a Mechal Shabbos, or a Mechal Yontep, so he doesn't become possible Eides, not because we don't know, but he doesn't become Eides, even though Klap Ishmael is Galye, that he is a Roshe. So then we can understand. Now, all the Rishayim say, and that's Muchach from the Gemara in Merube in Bobakame, the Sugye of the Mafreya Unipso, or Mikango Habo Unipso, that if, let's say, a certain aid, let's say, Ruben and Chimen, they're not brothers, if they testified number of times, let's say, in the whole year, let's say, of Topshin Lamed Aleph and Topshin Lamed Hei, they made many testimonies, and then in Topshin Lamed Vav, two Eidim come and testify that in Tov Shin Lamed Gimel they saw Reuven and Shimon eating Chazak. So then all the Rishonim say that all the Eidim that they testified as of the day when according to the Agodah Seides in Tov Shin Lamed Gimel they ate Chazak, they ate Mevele, so all the Eidim that they testified so becomes Bot, Lemafreya. So we see that the whole Indian of Kabbalah Seides against the person that is a Roshe is only Livure. It's not that he becomes possible as a result of the Biro by Eidim. No, that is Mivareya. But if Klap Ishmael is Galye, that a certain person is a Roshe, so his Eidim is possible even though it's not Mivareya Lefaneinu. But we have to act according to certain Alochas in Birurim. But it's only Livure. So Mimele, how can it be explained? So we have to say that the Pshat, even the Ramah is, when he says, El Afal Gavdoi, Mehemana Nafshil and Miktele, Mehemana Chavreit, doesn't mean Palgirel Mones. But it means, because we split the Dibur, we split the Agode, and we say that he is the Reveya, the plane is the Reveya, but he himself is not a Neob. That's what it means, not Palgirel Mones. Anyway, so Rashi, it's also the Pshat that way. When Rashi says, So he doesn't mean Palgin and Amones, but he means Palgin and Bure. We split our Godet. Palgin and Amones we cannot say because there is a stir. Alright, now. I just wanted to point out, because you might be hearing, I mean, that Rashi Shiti is Palgin and Amones here, but it doesn't seem like that. And Rabbi Kveiga, that's why Rabbi Kveiga, I mean, took it for granted that the pshat in Rashi is because we say Palgin and Dibure, so we split Agode, so that removes the stir. Now I just want to mention that Gemara. Iluye vituvye, kreve da'ar v'ha, sova, rafpota lemeima, ravulibu ma'u v'nechikeninu, omo le ravune breit rav Yishua, le rafpota, iles le leleve, lav bosar arve, ozul ma'u v'he. So memeile we should say, eide shibot mutsos, so bot lakul. So Rashi applies the Gemara of Ruvi Tuvia to Eid Alvoy. In other words, that Ruvi Tuvia testified that Ruvain borrowed $1,000 from Shimon and that Levi became a short. And Ruvi Tuvia were craving of Levi the Ored, but they were the Hekim of Ruvain and Shimon. So Rav Pope felt that we can be Mikabel the Hagodes Alvoy against Reuven and Shimon, Erubin and Chimen, even though they are Krivim of Levi Dore. So Rav Huna Beit Rav Yeshua said, no, we have to say this, but not also about the Kohen. This is Rashi's Pshat. Now let's see what the Bar Moya says in the name of the Rai. So the Ramoya, here, Yiluya Vitubia Chayyid Arvahari, for Rabbi Bavrom Zal Pirsho, Bishetamiseyen Hoyu, Bipiroin Achei, Vehidu Eilo Eidi Malaleve, Shehide Bifneim Shoi Pora, Umitirka Hoyo Oriv Mishayev, Imlo Yupsuli Machmas Kavosom. Kavosom. So the Raive doesn't explain it the way Rashi does. But he explains the Gemara of Eluvi Tugye to a Eidei Hidoye to a Eidei. So, I mean, he applies it Bishitani Seyen Hoyu Bipiroi Nachiv Veheidu Eilu Eidim Alaleve Sheheide Bifneim Shaloipor Shaloipor. In other words, Eluvi Tugye, there were, that was established, and that wasn't contested at all. In other words, that Reuven borrowed $1,000 from Shimon and Levi became a surety. That's not contested. That's established. But then Reuven claimed $1,000 from Shimon. Reuven borrowed from Shimon $1,000. So Shimon claimed $1,000 from Reuven. So he said that he paid. Then two Eidim came and Eluya Vituvia came and they testified that Bifneyem Reuven admitted that he did not pay up the debt to Shimon. Bifneyem. Who testified that? Eluya Vituvia. And Eluya Vituvia are Rechikim to Reuven and Shimon. And they are Eide Hidoye Shaloi Par. Shaloi Par. So, but they are Krivim of the earth. So Mimele Rav Popper held at first, since we are not trying now to collect from Reuven, since we are not trying to collect from Levi the Oreb, but only from Reuven, and vis-a-vis Reuven and Shimon, they are Rechikim, so Mimele we should accept the dates that he admitted before Eluya Vituvia that he did not pay it up yet, and Mimele we should collect from Reuven. So Rabbi Peter Rav Yeshua said no, but suppose Reuven does not have, so then he'll go to Levi, and they are claiming to Levi, so that means it's a godi against Levi too, because if he admitted that he did not pay, so that means the surety is also liable. The surety is also liable. So Mimele we have to apply aloha v'shifat pasvotokol. This is how the Rabbi explained. So the Bar Amoya says, "V'chidumeli shedoch kil Rav Zal b'firush hazeh shelirotzol amido b'shtaniseyem hoyu nikra alvoye mishim lo kaimon dipalgil dibure upash upshita loy b'chay gavne shenemonim hoyu leivu l'malve upzum lorev kil rove doma pleini bo alishti hu v'achem istafu lehergi aval lo lehergo." So then he says, "V'nalu istabu lo noche." All right, the Bar Amoya is chilek on the Raivet. So he explains, the Bar Moya himself explains the Raivet. Why doesn't the Raivet like the Pshat of Rashi? Because according to Rashi's Pshat, so we should say Palgin and Dibure. We should say Palgin and Dibure. Se amrino